Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband.
Wife.
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
There was some commingling, and then Ezra was like, no, stop with commingling.
Yeah.
There shall be no commingling.
He did this whole prayer of confession. I suck so much because I allowed our people to intermingle.
Yeah.
And mingling is bad, and we gotta keep them segregated.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was Ezra chapter 9.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be getting into...
Ezra chapter 10, the final book
right.
of the chapter.
The final chapter of the book.
Is what I meant to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that.
All right, let's get into this.
Okie dokie.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Haha, okay, Ezra, chapter 10. And the reason I'm laughing, okay, you know how I stopped reading the headlines?
Yes.
I gotta read this headline. It makes me laugh. It's so stupid.
All right.
Foreign wives and children put away. What the fuck?
What's that commingling shit, you know?
You stored them in the closet, you put them away, huh?
Yeah, you can't have any commingling. You gotta put them foreign wives and children away.
Did you put them in your cellar, in your attic?
Let's stow them.
In the potato cellar?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
I mean, I guess so.
Or wait, no, the wine cellar.
Right.
The potato.
Right.
What is it? Where's that place where you put your potatoes? Your potato.
I don't know.
Potato basement? No.
What
shit.
Is?
What is it called? Fuck. It's the place where, you know, you put your vegetables and stuff.
Is it?
Have you never heard of what I'm talking about?
I'm sure if you said it, I might know. But like, you're just like.
Okay,
hey, you know that thing where the vegetables, the thing that we don't ever have or know about.
Right,
or,
I know.
Or talk about.
But you are.
You know that thing where it's, what is it?
Well, you're looking at me like I'm an idiot.
No, I'm not looking at you like you're an idiot. I'm like.
Yes, you
why
are.
Why are you still trying to figure it out?
Because
it's you just, a word. Obviously you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it's called. I can't remember, but I'm trying to think of it because it's a word and that's how I roll. And why are you acting like this is new to you?
What do you mean acting like is like
I
you?
Always can't remember words.
Right. I know. So just ask our listeners and like let's move on.
Oh.
Like
so
they
what
can just,
you're
they
saying
can just be
is,
like, hey, yeah, that was a duh. This is what it was.
Oh. Okay. Well tell me what it is, guys. Where do you store your potatoes?
Right. Kay. Yeah, where do you store your potatoes?
I mean, mine go on the counter.
This is not a normal question that you would ask on a Christian, you know, not Christian, but you know, Bible reading podcast, you know.
We never ask normal questions.
Potato storage.
What?
You just never know what you're going to get here.
You never know what you're going to get, but stop acting like I'm asking something. You're just busting my chops. I hate you. I hate you so much. I'm looking at you, and you are laughing at me now.
Well, yeah.
You're like, ha ha, I baited you, and you took the bait. Ha ha. And you know what I say to that? You are a master baiter.
So original and clever.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So while Ezra was praying and confessing and weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God,
man,
a large crowd of Israelites, and then Dash, you know, tells you what that crowd consists of.
Oh, okay.
Men, women, and children.
Large crowd,
people.
But not foreigners or comminglers, probably.
Men and women and children could have included all.
But they were Israelites. They
I don't know.
Comminglers.
They gathered around him.
Okay, they gathered.
And they too wept bitterly.
Oh, man. It's a sad scene.
Fucking crybabies. Then Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, one of the descendants of Elam, said to Ezra, "We've been unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women from the peoples around us. But in spite of this, there's still hope for Israel. Yeah, now let us make a covenant before our God to send away all these women and their
Jesus
children.
Christ.
In accordance with the counsel of my Lord and of those who fear the commands of our God." This is exciting. They're excited about this plan.
You're sending these poor women and children away.
Yeah.
To where?
Yeah, wherever. Who
you're
cares?
You're in the middle of the goddamn Bronze Age.
Remember that time I
or
fucked that girl?
Or whatever the fuck
girl?
You are.
Remember that time I fucked that girl?
Irony,
that was from
the Iron Age.
It was from another... irony. It was... Remember, though, I fucked that one girl, right? And then we had kids and stuff.
I'm real
sorry about it now, so I'm going to send them away.
Yeah, and all will be forgiven and good.
Yeah.
They're going to die out in the desert.
I don't care about that.
But, you
yeah,
know,
whatever.
No more commingling. So
but,
we're,
but
we're all
I'll
set.
Be forgiven for my sin.
Yeah, that's all that matters. You always got to get right with me. I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't give a fuck about that. This is disgusting, and I hate it. In
it
case
really
anybody
is.
Doubted.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case this is
first
like
time
the
listeners,
first.
We like irony. There you go.
Sarcasm, and these guys are assholes.
Mm.
And this guy that's like, let's get rid of all the women that we married and fucked and had children with. Let's get rid of them. Yeah, then we'll be good.
And just to be clear, any god that stood by this is also a dick.
A piece of shit.
I feel like I haven't called him a dick recently enough. So
yeah.
Definitely a dick.
If you think that your God is okay with this, not only are you a dick, but your God is one too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Let it be done according to the law. Rise up. This matter is in your hands. We will support you. So take courage and do it.
Are you like me? Every time you hear the word rise up, you think of...
Rise up.
Yeah.
What is that from?
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Rise up. Yeah. I was like, why am I singing it? Where's it from? Yes. Alexander Hamilton.
Like, all I got to hear is those two words. And I'm like, ooh, I want to listen to some Alexander Hamilton.
Okay. I have to tell you, like, I guess it apparently hasn't aged well. And now, like, people don't love it again.
What?
I know. We're going to have a conversation about all of these things that,
like, I can't keep track of all these fads of what who hates what and when.
I know. 5 minutes after it's good. Like, are you kidding me? 5 minutes after it was good, I still hadn't seen it yet because I'm slow. And then we finally did see it. And then they were like, oh, we're over that. And it didn't age well. And I'm like, what? I'm sorry, but it was good.
Right.
It was so good.
Okay.
I love Hamilton.
Yeah.
So, there.
Right.
Okay. Anyways. Mm-hmm. So Ezra rose up.
He rose up
and he put the leading priests and Levites and all Israel under oath to do what had been suggested, and they took that fucking oath.
Okay.
Then Ezra withdrew from before the house of God and went to the room of Jehohanan.
Better.
Fuck you. Son of Eliashib. While he was there, he ate no food and drank no water because he continued to mourn over the unfaithfulness of the exile.
Oh, not that.
Jesus. I hate it when they get married and have
so
babies.
Awful.
A proclamation was then issued throughout Judah and Jerusalem for all the exiles to assemble in Jerusalem. Anyone who have failed to appear within 3 days would forfeit all his fucking property, in accordance with the decision of the officials and elders, and would himself be expelled from the assembly of the exiles.
But what happens if you do show up?
I
thought they were exiled, so, like, aren't you losing your fucking property anyway?
Well, I have no idea what's about to happen.
Okay.
But he's saying, everybody show up. If you don't show up, you're out.
Right. No, I get that. I thought they were already out.
Within the 3 days, all the men of Judah and Benjamin had gathered in Jerusalem. And on the 20th day of the 9th month, all the people were sitting in the square before the house of God, greatly distressed by the occasion and because of the rain.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the rain definitely would, you know,
I was
make that a shittier day.
In the rain.
Although I heard that, you know, people that went to, what was that? Why can't I think of the big festival where all the hippies went to?
Woodstock?
Yeah, Woodstock. They had some rain out there. They had a good old time.
Fuck. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
I just remembered this one hit wonder song that you may not remember if you ever heard it in the first place.
Mm.
It went like this. I saw you and him walking in the rain. You were holding hands and now things will never be the same. Do you remember that song?
Sometimes I feel like you grew up on a completely different planet than I did.
Fuck off. Do you know the song or not?
No, I have no clue what you're singing.
Okay, I don't know who's singing it. It was a one-hit wonder, but somebody out there knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm sure you're right.
But you also had never heard
of... We're giving our listeners a lot of homework in this episode.
Well, yeah. You also had never heard of Mercedes Boy by Pebbles. You were like, what the fuck's a Pebbles?
Yeah.
It went like this.
Oh,
ready?
My God.
It was... Do you want to ride in a Mercedes, boy? Tell me what you gonna do. If you want to ride in my Mercedes, boy, there are so many things that I'm gonna do to you. Yeah, she's gonna fuck that boy in her Mercedes is what?
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
Uh-huh, I got
Somebody
it.
Somebody else has heard that song, and
I'm
they
sure
know what
right.
I'm talking about.
I'm sure you're right.
Okay. Then Ezra the priest stood up and he said to all those crybabies in the rain, you have been unfaithful, you assholes.
I thought they already covered that bit.
Well, now he's telling them.
Right.
They all gathered.
He's got all of them now.
Now he's got all of
them. It's not just some of them, but all
you motherfuckers have been unfaithful. You have married foreign women, adding to Israel's guilt. Now,
oh, so the women and children aren't there.
No.
It's the people that married them. That's who he was saying lose their rights.
Yeah.
Stuff.
The men. Yeah.
All right.
Now, honor the Lord, the God of your ancestors, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples around you and from your foreign wives.
Jesus.
This is horrific.
It really is.
The whole assembly responded with a loud voice. Apparently, they all, 1, 2, 3, go, wrote this script and read it aloud.
Uh-huh.
You are right, they said in unison. We must do as you say. But there are many people here, and it is the rainy season, so we cannot stand outside. Besides, they said together, they're still saying, this matter cannot be taken care of in a day or two, because we have sinned greatly in this thing. They are still speaking in unison.
So they
unison.
Have so many foreign wives. Can't possibly
we can't take
sort
care
it all
of this
in
one
two.
Day.
Right.
But they had time to come up with this thing that they
They're
are saying
say
in unison.
Right. Yeah.
Let our officials, they continued, act for the whole assembly. Then let everyone in our towns who has married a foreign woman come at a set time, along with the elders and judges of each town. They're still saying in unison.
Wow.
Until the fierce anger of our God in this manner is turned away from us.
That's pretty good.
End quote.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, they worked really hard on this, obviously. They must have stayed up like the whole night before.
That's what I'm saying.
Rehearsing this bit, you know?
They said all of that, but they didn't have time to just be like, you're foreign, bye.
Right.
I want a divorce
Not
now.
That that's a good idea.
No! Fuck but. No! Only Jonathan, son of Asahel and Jeziah, sorry, son of Tikva, supported by Meshulam and Jebathai, the Levite, opposed this.
Mm.
So the exiles did as was proposed. Ezra the priest selected men who were family heads, one from each family division.
And were you considered a family head? Oh, family heads of the tribes. Uh-huh, not okay. Uh-huh, all right. Uh-huh.
And all of them designated by name. On the first day of the 10th month, they sat down to investigate the cases. And by the first day of the first month, they finished dealing with all the men who had married foreign women. How dare you?
Sounds like it didn't take them that long.
No. But how dare you marry somebody foreign?
Right.
How dare you? This is disgusting and I hate it. This is xenophobia and racism and grotesquery. And this is not the correct way to live with people.
Right.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Among the descendants of the priests, the following had married foreign women. Oh, now we're going to call them out.
Oh, okay.
From the descendants of Joshua, son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Messiah, Eleazar, Jerib, and Gedaliah. And then parentheses voice. They all gave their hands in pledge to put away their wives, and for their guilt, they each presented a ram from the flock as a guilt offering. And
I want to know
voice.
What put away means. Like, what is the context here?
It sounds like they probably killed him.
I mean, I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, I think that should be something
I don't,
we look at.
Yeah. I don't think that they just put him in a closet, and I don't think that they just
right.
put him out in the rain.
Like, what does that mean?
I bet they killed their fucking wives. These gross men. I hate them so much. From the descendants of Emir, Hanani and Zebediah. From the descendants of Harim, Messiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. Oh, here we go. From the descendants of Pashur, Elohonai, I'm sorry, Messiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Jozabad, and Elisha. Among the Levites, I know, I'm sorry, Jozabad, Shammai, Kalai, that is Kalida, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar.
I mean, thank God we got all this stuff on public record from thousands of years ago.
I know. It's really good to know who was a piece of shit
right?
that killed
yeah.
his foreign wife.
It's very important shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. From the musicians.
Okay.
Sorry, my brain froze for a minute because
I wondered,
all
I
could
like,
think
what,
was,
what are you
I know,
doing over there?
I froze. Eliashib. Oh, that's it. Eliashib.
Oh.
He's the only musician.
Oh, the musicians were pretty good, I guess.
I guess, whatever.
Whatever.
From the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. And among the other Israelites, from the descendants of Parash, come Ramiah, Isaiah, Milkijah, Majamin, Eleazar, Milkijah, and Benaiah. From the descendants of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. From the descendants of Zatu, Elioanai, Eliashib, Medaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Aziza. I'm having a hard time with this. This is not fair.
This is an easy bit for me because I just get to sit here and like
laugh at me.
Yeah, basically. Or take a drink from my drink, you know, because I'm
asshole.
It's like waiting for you to finish pronouncing names. So.
I know. Mispronouncing
names. Well, whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. From the descendants of Bebe. Bebe. Jehohanan. Yeah. Jehananiah, Zabiah, and Athlai.
Affleck. Yeah, right.
From the descendants of Benai. Oh, speaking of Affleck, have you heard? Apparently Ben Affleck was like working the drive-thru of Dunkin' Donuts or something.
Oh, no, I did not hear that, but I have a story to tell you after you get it done. Tell me about Ben Affleck.
Oh, that was the whole story.
Okay.
Oh, and apparently Jennifer Lopez was there because, you know, she's Jenny from the Block, except she wasn't. She was just hanging out. And it was either like some kind of prep for a movie or something. I don't know. But everybody was like, why are you working at Dunkin' Donuts?
Got it.
So that's it. Okay, tell me your story.
So on my break today, I had to go over to the gas station. So I walked over to the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Dunkin' Donuts inside the, like, you know, in the same building,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I went and got the gas station stuff, and then I went over to the Dunkin' side.
Okay.
And there's nobody at the counter.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I see somebody that's sitting over there eating that, you know, has a headset on and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, they must be on break or something, right? So yeah. Like, I kind of make a little bit of noise, and then I like kind of went down to see if anybody was, you know, on the other side of the counter.
Like,
and,
hello.
You know, like, yeah, I didn't say anything. I just was kind of like looking for somebody, you know?
Your face was going ding, ding, ding,
right,
hello.
Right. So then I didn't see anybody, so I went back to the counter to look at the menu for another minute. And like, you know, I kept looking over at the girl that was eating in the booth mm-hmm. with her headset on. And nothing. Nothing was happening.
Okay.
And so I was debating whether or not to interrupt this girl who looked like she might be on her break to just ask, you know, what the fuck's going on.
Does anybody work here?
When all of a sudden, all of a sudden, she's sitting over there eating her lunch, and she says, motherfucker! And then she says, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. How can I help you?
Are you kidding me?
I turned right around and fucking left. I was like, fuck this shit. I ain't getting my fucking crap shit spit in.
Oh, my God.
I was like, God damn.
And she knew you were there.
I think she had to have known I was there because I was making noise. She was ignoring, like, hardcore ignoring me.
She was like, I'm going to not pay attention to you, and right. You will
I'm
going to
make you either say something or you're just not going to get served, basically.
Damn.
Yeah.
And she said, motherfucker.
To the person that pulled up on the drive-thru.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna have this lady wait on me. I'm good. I'm out.
Wow. I totally would have been like, oh, I need your 1-800 number, man.
I mean,
that's crazy.
I was just so taken aback. I was almost laughing on the way out. I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't eat lunch today because I was like, well, there goes my lunch.
Well, okay. Before anybody feels too sorry for
husband. Yeah, I was
supposed
to pack my lunch.
And what were you supposed to pack?
Lasagna.
And what kind of lasagna was it?
It was crockpot lasagna that you made.
It was homemade
yeah.
by your wonderful wife
it was
who
delicious.
Loves you.
I took it yesterday.
I know, but you forgot it today.
I did.
So,
but
I don't
regardless,
want,
I didn't eat lunch. So.
I don't want anybody to feel sorry for you today, though.
I don't even feel sorry for me. The lady called the person on the other side of that thing a motherfucker. She'd have done something horrible to my food. So
she would have.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Your lunch would
apparently,
have tasted like shit.
I caught a whiff of my karma before it actually hit me, so.
Oh, okay. Back to these list of horrible names.
Yeah.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
That was a great break.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. From the descendants of Bani, Meshulam, Malik, Adiah, Jashub, Sheel, and Jeremoth. From the descendants of Pahathab Moab, Adna, Kalal, Benaiah, Messiah, Madaniah, Bezalel, Binui and Manasseh.
Sometimes I feel like there's just like a list of like, I don't know, 40 to 50 names
mm-hmm.
next to them. And they're like, which one should I use here? And they just like,
yeah.
I haven't used this one in a while. I'm going to use that one.
I also feel like they're like joshing with me. They're like, who's going to read all this?
Right? Yeah.
From the descendants of Harim, Eleazar, Eshisha, Malkijah, Shemaiah, Shemian, Benjamin. I know that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Malik and Shemariah. From the descendants of Hashum, Mataniah, Madatada, Zabad, Eliphelet. Eliphelet.
Yeah. We struggled with that one yesterday.
Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shammai. from the descendants of Bani, 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 Madni, Amram, Yul, Benaiah, Bediah, Kalui, Venaya, Merimoth, Eliashib, Mataniah, Mataniah, and Jeshu.
Mm.
And from the descendants of Benui, Shammai, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah.
Nathan.
I know. Machnadabadai, Sheshai, Sharai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom. Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys. Amariah and Joseph.
Oh, man.
We're almost done
that
here,
was
okay?
Rough, yeah.
From the descendants of Nebo.
Mm-hmm.
Jeel, Medahiah, oops, Zabad, Zabina, Jedi, Joel, and Benaiah. Whew, okay.
Half the time when you say the names, it feels like you're actually asking a question.
I am. You should assume I'm always asking a question. All these had married foreign women, and some of them had children by these wives.
Yeah, these were all bad people who then decided to be good by sending them out into the desert to die or something.
Or killing them.
Or killing them. One of the two.
End.
I don't know. Yeah. Yay.
We've just ended Ezra.
Right.
That's the end of Ezra.
These fuckers are horrible people.
I hate them.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't like them.
I don't like them at all.
I mean.
Yeah. I want to know what it meant by put away their wives.
Yeah. I need to know what it means.
I'm going to find out.
I have a really bad feeling that it's not good.
Yeah.
That's just my feeling, my gut feeling.
My gut feeling based on the fact of how much these guys always suck.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that was Ezra chapter 10.
And that was Ezra altogether.
That was Ezra altogether.
Yeah.
And we're going to be wrapping up this weekend and into next week with our Q&A. Our book club will be on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have like a wrap up for Ezra altogether.
And you're always wrong.
Contradictions. Episode. Mm-hmm. And then we're not going to take the rest of the week to do special episodes because wife likes to end on a week. But we have like these two books. So the next book is
Nehemiah. And they only have 10 chapters.
Right. And it also is
No, they have 13 chapters.
Right. But it's also kind of a continuation of this book.
Yeah.
So we're just going to continue right on after we get done with the special episodes for this one next week.
And then after Nehemiah is Esther, who also only has 10 books.
So. Yeah, so we'll probably do the same. 10 chapters. We're going to try to do the same thing there, too, just because.
We're just going
to
push through.
Well, yeah, it's we'd be taking too much time off or coming up with too much bonus shit if we had to, like, figure out how to end these all on a fucking weekend.
Yeah.
So we're just going to keep going straight through for a bit.
I mean, I live by multiples of five, but these are just not allowing me to do that. So fuck them.
Right. All right. Well, that was Ezra.
That was Ezra.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Q&A.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.